12-Sided Stories is for mature audiences and often deals with topics that may be difficult for some listeners. Discretion is advised. Welcome to 12-Sided Stories Replaced, our Fear Itself actual play. Remember, we are story-heavy, rules-light, and full of horror. Enjoy!
Hello, and welcome to Replaced. My name is Wes Otis. I have some wonderful players here. Let us start with Michelle.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and I am playing Grace Chavez, your all-around chipper person and game designer.
Hello, I have been playing Leona Fang, who is, in fact, very grumpy and a car sales lady. Probably not for long, though.
I'm sure those two things are not related at all.
No, naturally occurring, innate.
Hey, y'all, Be Zelda here, they, them, and I've been poring over my notes, listening to some live recaps from Wes, and if memory truly, truly is going to do me justice, I'm playing Tangerine, and she's really sweet, and I can't remember why, but I wrote very specific details about her voice, which I really appreciate because I didn't write a lot of actual other notes, and Tangerine's so happy to do all of this. She also owns a poutinerie with her partner, Patty. Patty's Poutinerie.
You know, it fits Tangerine perfectly that you have very few notes on anything but her voice.
Oh, dear.
Oh, that's so perfect.
Hi, I'm Janine, also known as Blips and Chits, she, her. I'm playing the character Faith, who does not have a last name because, you know, Bee's notes don't have it in there. She is a doctor who specializes in holistic medicine.
Before we start, please consider supporting the show through Patreon or on ko-fi.com, spelled K-O-F-I. Now, on with the show.
So let's do a quick recap. Last time, the four of you plus Patty, Bella, and Peach made their way to Australia for a big vacation, basically to go hiking and check out the different wildlife and everything else that a very active and adventurous group of people would do, save for Tangerine, who would rather be in a room with some room service and possibly milkshakes. I have no idea. I'm making that up. You made it out to Ayers Rock, which is in the middle of the country. And on your way out there, you hit a huge storm, which crashed your plane. You had to leave the pilot behind because he was too injured to take with you. You then finally made it to the resort. They sent someone to get the pilot. You checked in, and your next door neighbor, Leona's next door neighbor, seemed to be getting in a fight. A man seemed to be beat pretty bad. He let out this yell. Leona and Faith went over to check out what's going on. They've noticed that the woman brought out two hefty bags full of something. And then they went into the room thinking it would be empty, and they found a jaunty man drinking a highball. They all agreed that they would go out for drinks. Then they met the couple, three of them did, Grace, Faith, Tangerine, and Patty. Of course, I'll never forget Patty's name because she owns a poutinerie. They all went to the bar while Peach, Bella, and Leona went to the garbage to find out what had been thrown away. They were going through and they found a bag full of chunky, gross, purplish stuff, and Fiona was looking through it and picked up a big, like, it got a container, some kind of food container, and a spork and put this stuff in there. And when she looked down at it, it turned around and one big eyeball looked back at her, and that's where we stopped the last episode. All right, before we start back at the alleyway, let's jump back 3 days before everyone showed up at the resort. At the construction site, people were working to dig out a huge hole for the parking structure that was about to be built when they hit a natural cave system deep below the ground. In this cave system was a strange goo, never seen before, that writhed and moved around. It was obviously alive. Some of the construction workers left immediately because the smell overpowered them. Others took samples to take home to their families. They called in scientists to take a look and study what this goo was. Work soon stopped at the construction site. So, we're going to go to Saint and Leona, and hey, this thing just looked at you. What do you do? I do think we need a stability check for this, definitely.
Yeah, and I can't remember if we... Did we do one? No.
No, we didn't.
It was just the eye slid over.
Yeah, that was the cliffhanger.
All righty. Well, well, well. Here we are.
So for this game, the way that it works is you have, let's see, you have stability, and you can decide how many points you want to spend to make the roll. You're usually, stability is always going to be 4 points. You have to hit a 4. So depends on how much stability you want to spend right at this second.
Okay. I believe my notes are accurate. And I think I have previously used like 2 points of stability. So I'm now operating with 6. And so I guess let me add 2 on there just to please boost it. All right. And here we go. Here we go. Do I vomit uncontrollably? Or do I step away real cool? The only 2 options.
Or do I do both?
Oh, I pictured it. Yucky. All right, let's roll.
In the 80s, we called that the electric slide. Anyway, what'd you get?
I got a 1. So it's a 3.
Oh, no.
Shoot, I was...
You do not walk away real cool.
No, I don't. Oh, dear.
So the entire resort knows you just found an eyeball.
Okay.
So I'm going to say in this situation, you lose 3 points altogether. Now, remember, the pool points that you have are not connected to the actual points. So you have 8 points. If you rolled and made your stability check, you still have 8 points of stability. If you fail, so you have to keep health and stability in 2 separate things. One is your hit points and your mental fortitude.
One's like your skill. Yeah.
And one is your points that you have to spend on rolls. Okay.
So you said I got 2.
You just lost 3 altogether.
3. Okay. So now I'm at 5 for that one.
All right. So you have not lost down to 0 yet, obviously. So I'm going to let you decide what your reaction to this is. Do you freak out and throw it and run away? How do you respond?
I am definitely startled. But since I barely missed, I'll give myself a little bit of credit and I don't lose total control and let's say poop myself. I can't remember. Oh, yeah. Okay. So I was within the dumpster. Awesome. So I just immediately release the bag down, the container down. I just fall backwards into the garbage. Just like a terrified slow loris, just completely away.
Your reaction was enough. I'm going to say that Bella saw the eye because you were standing up and it looked around. And I'm going to say she saw the eye. When you fall back, she runs in, grabs you, pulls you up really quick. Peach is like, what's happening? And Bella's like, help me get her out. And they come around and they pull you out. Bella's all like, let's get out of here. Let's go.
Okay.
And the 3 of you run off. Okay. So the question, I guess, for you, Leona, are you going to go back to the bar or are you heading to your room?
I'm going to probably run back to the room with... I'm assuming we're all going to run together. So if they're following, if I happen to be the one with the longest stride, the fear stride, it might be called. I'm gonna go probably straight up to a door that locks. So that's my room. And yeah, we can all go together. That's fine.
Okay, so you guys barricade yourself into your room.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's jump over to the awkward conversation about Temple Hill or Temple whatever in New Zealand, which actually isn't there, and this couple that seems a bit off. They seem a bit odd. And you're drinking, and you notice that there has been a little bit of time that has gone by, at least 15 or 20 minutes, and no sign of Leona at all. And they are just talking about innocuous stuff, like really basic generic stuff, like, boy, I really like Toyotas, that kind of thing.
I love the rain.
Yeah, pretty much. My husband and I have been married for 3 years.
Yeah, I was about to ask how long they've been a couple.
3 years.
So I love weddings. What was your wedding like?
It was expensive.
Yeah, they do tend to be quite expensive.
The money racks up quickly.
What do you all do for work?
And that stops them for like a second, and then he goes, I work in advertising.
Ah, an ad man. Nice.
And you notice that she's kind of eyeing the room and looking around a little bit to see how many people are in there. Yeah, you can tell that she's getting kind of a head count.
Could you excuse me for a moment? Grace, would you like to come with me and get another drink? Tangerine, can I get you something?
Sure.
Uh-huh. Hydration. Something to drink. That's good for everyone.
Yeah. And I just, like, get up and grab Grace by the hand really quickly. I know some weirdos. Those two? Did you see the way she was looking around them? Do you think they're swingers?
I notice we've been coming back to this motif a lot lately.
Acrobatics or
no
partner swappers.
Oh, I just thought they were bad conversationalists.
They're the worst conversationalists I've ever run into, and I work with nerds.
Yeah.
The small talk seems kind of off. Like, it's like talking to someone from a completely different planet.
Well, I think nobody says the first thing out of their mouth for their wedding, just expensive. Like, they say, oh, it was nice, it was at this, it was at that. They give you some details about it, don't they?
Now, Patty's by herself at the table as the three of you have gone to the bar. And she keeps looking over, and you hear her tapping kind of vigorously her wallet chain on the side of the thing, like, hey, you know, I'm over here by myself anytime you want to come back.
We should maybe just hurry up. I do feel bad for leaving Patty there. I mean, speaking of not always the best conversationalist, you know, love her to death, but let's go get something else.
Yeah, I'm getting kind of weirded out, so I think maybe we call it a night and all of us go back to the room.
Have we heard from Leona? Is she...
No, but we should check in on her.
Yeah.
And I want to turn around, like, Tangerine's just going to, like, spin on her heels and stomp back to the table and then kind of, like, dramatically hold her stomach. Oh, my tummy. Oh, the pain. It's so bad. I got it. We have to go back. I'm so sorry, you two. It was nice, but yeah.
Of course.
Yes, it was nice meeting you, and I start helping grab Patty and...
Oh, please carry me.
Yeah, please enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm sure we'll see you around. We've got to be up quite early, and obviously she's got something with the food here.
Oh, that's awful.
Yes, foreign cuisine can sometimes get you in weird ways.
Foreign is Australian cuisine. Beggars and mash.
So you all slip away, and Patty's like, they kept looking around the room like they were checking out what people were there, and almost like they were casing the joint or something.
That makes more sense than what Faith was thinking.
That's it. I didn't get either of those vibes.
I mean, we should check in with Leona. She said she'd heard a scream, and we saw her carry a bag. I wonder what she found in the dumpster.
Let's go find out.
Yeah, she has Bella and somebody else with her. I'm sure she's okay.
You head back to the room. Or do you head to where the dumpster are to check in on Leona?
I think we would go to the room because I think we'd said we'd meet back there anyway.
Mm-hmm. And who's really going to hang at a dumpster for that long?
Yeah, I'm drawing too much attention.
True. Well, yeah.
You ever been to Seattle?
Tangi doesn't do dumpsters.
It's not the back of a Linny's. All right. You get back, and I assume that you're going to find out where Leona is. You go to her room, knock on the door. So you're all back together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, after looking through that peephole, I'm like, okay. Yeah, so, everyone.
They were complete weirdos.
Yeah, I probably have something weirder than whatever just happened to you.
I mean, they talked about the weather for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Pretty strange. I'm looking back at both. I almost said peaches. No.
Peach, not peaches.
Peach, not Madam Peaches.
Singular.
Yes. Okay. I'm just looking back at the two of Peach.
Bella goes, there was an eye.
Yeah. Oh.
In the dumpster.
Yeah. We found
what?
This. We found like an animal. It was an animal, you know, okay. So there's an eye attached to some, like, big squid or something. It was very gooey, and then all of a sudden, there was the eyeball. So from what I sensibly can discern right now is that a land creature that is normal was thrown out, and it was very large and heavy. And I don't know how that connects to people being beat up next door, but...
Was it, like, liquefied?
No, it looked around. It moved.
Yeah, but it was still alive. I don't know if it's... maybe we should have thrown it in the water. I don't...
Just an eyeball in the water? What?
No, it was, like, jelly, and then there was an eyeball that...
It's very chunky.
Like, a chunky... It was a mass of
purple. There was purple slime on everything.
Yes, but it's totally could be a thing that's explainable.
Mm-hmm.
First and most important question, did you all wash your hands?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I've been in the shower for most of this time, just sitting on the floor,
rocking back and forth.
She's been like this since she was a teenager.
I just shoot Bella a look.
Were they trying to eat it, do you think? What is the correlation between the screaming in the bedroom?
That's, I'm at a complete loss. It was just a shocking, I know we're in a place where there's a lot of unique animals, so maybe they're doing some sort of smuggling thing?
Okay, so let me get this straight, though. At the end of the day, nobody's been murdered. Humans are fine. An eyeball's in the dumpster, and, like, animals that you can't even identify are not really our problem. We can save them when they're alive. I, you know, I'd love to do that. I would take a lot of pictures of them. That'd be great for my photos. But I just feel like I should just go to bed. I don't know what the problem is anymore.
Patty lets out a sigh and goes, I think it might be time for some sleep. Let me take Tangerine to our room and, you know, we'll talk about this more in the morning. We'll figure out what's going on.
Yeah, over breakfast. Okay, there's a place that I've got the place locked down. I know all the menu items that we can order so I can take all of the best photos.
I'm very excited to try out the marsupial Manhattans, so...
Oh, yes. Well, you'll have to tell me everything you've researched. Okay, come on, Patty. Have a good night, everyone.
Good night.
All right, good night.
Patty kind of just shoots you all a look like it's best this way and walks around.
Make sure to slide the lock
Oh, we will. Trust me.
Leona, do you want to sleep in our room?
Yeah, I think that would be helpful. I just dealing with the, it was just very shocking. Very shocking.
It's been a long day. We had a long plane ride. We had a weird accident. So it's been a really long day. And maybe what you guys saw isn't what you think you saw. You know, I mean, maybe it was an eyeball, but maybe it was like a cow's eye that rolled around. They had prepared, you know, beef for something. I don't know. But
yeah.
Bella says, look, it was an eye that moved in goo. And I don't think it was a cow's eye. I don't know what it was. Let's all just go over to your all's room and stay together. I'll sleep on the floor. I don't care. I don't want to be next to whatever. What's going on in that room there?
Yeah, we don't want to be next door to those people. They're weird, with a capital W.
Yeah, and I just start grabbing all my stuff to, you know, night stuff.
Peach and I will be right next door to you guys.
Peach looks at you and goes, should we not all stay in the same room?
I'm fine with that. I don't mind sleeping on the floor. And we have a couch in there, so, you know.
I'm just a little worried about those people.
I suppose I can sleep on my tatami mat. It's better for the back, after all.
Yeah.
Sorry. Well, extra.
So all of you pile into one room, and they're relatively spacious for, you know, it's a resort, so you're able to kind of pile in. You wake up the next morning, and you all meet up for breakfast, and everyone's sitting around a table. It's like a brunch kind of situation. There's this big layout and some guy cutting up meat at the end. Grace, you notice that the pilot that had flown you all in is standing towards the front of the restaurant talking with the manager. And they just casually look over at you for a second. He makes sort of eye contact, then looks back over at the manager, and then he walks out of the restaurant, and the manager goes back to doing what he's doing. It's just an interaction you notice.
Hey, well, whoever's next to me, I'm guessing it's like a little buffet line.
Yeah.
Okay, so whoever's next to me in line, I go, well, I guess our pilot made it out okay. They went and got him. I just saw him over there.
So glad to hear that. I can only imagine what he's going through. That's his livelihood. He crashed into the ground. That storm.
Did he seem okay?
Well, I'm sure he has insurance. Yeah, he seemed fine. He was talking with the manager. I mean, they gave a weird look towards my way, but other than that, you know.
Oh, why would he not even say hi?
Also, how does he know the manager?
Click, 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 click. Oh, that food is so fabulous. Oh, you said pilot? Didn't he break his legs or his arm or his ribs or something?
Yeah, he was in really bad shape.
Can you say he was walking?
Yeah.
With a brace?
No, he was just walking normally, like nothing had happened.
And he was still wearing his outfit, his pilot jacket and the whole nine yards.
And no rips in it or anything?
No, it looked like it was a bit beat up, but he was still in the same outfit.
You said he went that way. I'm going to go check on him.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll grab your food for you. Don't worry.
Yeah, thank you. Only the grains and lettuces. I've got my own toppings for it.
Peach is like, oh my God.
Oh, okay, sure. As long as I can arrange it nicely.
Thank you. I'm just going to go check in on him.
Peach says, you can't go alone. I'll go with you. You don't run off. Nobody go anywhere alone, okay? I just...
What? Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
Faith and I will go. We'll be back in a few minutes, okay?
Okay, I got your plate, too.
Well, thank you. I don't care how you put whatever on there. Anyway, let's go. So the two of you basically go out of the restaurant, and you're looking around, and you notice that there's a lot of people at the resort. Usually, you would imagine a lot of people would be out on hikes and things like that, but it seems like brunch is very popular. There's kind of a line out the door. You don't see the captain anywhere or the pilot anywhere. What do you want to do?
Is the manager around?
He's at the front, basically doing host duty.
I think I'll talk to the manager.
Hello.
Oh, good morning. I just saw you talking to our pilot friend. He seemed a bit not too well off when we left him last, and I just wanted to do, you know, an additional check to make sure that he was healing properly. It doesn't seem like he should be up and about after the incident we had yesterday.
Well, he seemed like he was, you know, he flies a lot of people in here, so we were all very concerned about him, but he seems to be bouncing back pretty well. He says that he is going to be back in a couple hours, I guess. I guess he's got a few things he's got to do. We've been friends for a while, so... Were you on the plane when it crashed?
Yes. Me and my former... my friends.
Why do you introduce me that way all the time? We're just friends now. You can just say friends.
My friend, Peach.
There you go. The manager says, well, okay. Yeah, he's doing fine. I mean, he said he's going to be back in a couple hours. If you want to check in on him, I think that he's probably at his office. He has an office next to the main office where he sets up tours and flies, you know, the plane and everything.
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to just do a checkup on him. I didn't think that I would see him up and about so soon again.
Sure, yeah. He's over there now if you want to go talk to him.
Okay, Peach. And I thank you so much for your help. The brunch is lovely.
Oh, good, good, good. I'm glad you're enjoying it. All right, so from that interaction, he seemed really normal. Like, you know, real normal. So not anything like the couple that you interacted with. So you go over to the pilot's place, and it's this, like, little touristy kind of take a plane ride around the outback and take pictures from the sky and blah, blah, blah. Helicopter rides and all that. And he's sitting behind his desk, and he looks really fit and healthy for someone that just crashed a plane the day before. Before you enter, Peach says, are you sure you want to go in there? I mean, with all the weirdness going on.
What's the worst that could happen? Maybe he's Wolverine or something. Who knows? If he's fine.
He's not Hugh Jackman. We know that. All right, fine. You go ahead first, though.
Okay. And I, like, knock on the door, and as I open, hello!
Hello, come on in. And he goes, it's nice to see you. Thank you so much for sending out the help that you did.
It's the least we could do. I'm just very surprised to see you up and back at work again so soon. Are you feeling okay? I am a medical professional. I thought I'd come and check on you.
Well, my leg wasn't broken. It was just out of its socket, and they just popped it back in. It still hurts quite a bit.
I'm sure.
He kind of limps over to the window, and let me see. You have...
nothing in bullshit detector.
But you do have medicine.
Mm-hmm. And does she have notice?
I do have notice.
He definitely should not be able to walk, even if he is something came out of a socket. He is definitely way too mobile. He's trying to act it up, and he starts closing the curtains.
Oh.
There's a lot of sun. So would you all like a tour of... I've got the helicopter still, and I mean, you know, would you all like a tour? And he starts to limp back.
I kind of take a step and, like... grab Peach by the shoulder, like, not conspicuously, but kind of just like putting an arm around a friend. Oh, I think we had some plans to maybe do some exploring on foot today. Are you sure that you should be? You don't look very well.
Would you mind? I do feel like I have a bit of a fever. Do you mind chucking me out?
Sure.
Since you're here.
Yes, of course. I'm going to open the window. Sometimes a little bit of airflow helps with the pain.
Okay. Peach is like, what the fuck are you doing?
It helps open up your sacral chakras. Just open the window.
You want me to open the window? Okay, fine. I'll open the window. It's fucking crazy.
And I walk over and approach the pilot. Like, all business and just kind of, like, keeping an eye out for any, it's already weird, any additional weirdness, any false moves.
Oh, thank you so much. And he rears his head back like he's going to sneeze, and he sneezes.
Oh, cover your mouth, please.
doesn't cover his mouth, and all of this purple goo comes out of his nose and his mouth and comes towards you. Now, I'm going to give you an opportunity...
to dodge?
To dodge.
Ew!
This is, you can use athletics, and it's going to be a 4 that you need to beat.
Okay. I will...
Saint. Ew! Well, yeah, it's pretty gross.
I will use 1 of my athletics.
All right.
Didn't need it. 6.
Awesome. All right. So he sneezes. You move out of the way. This projectile goes past your face. Let me see. Peaches. Oof. A peach. Peach turns around and gets hit in the side of the face.
No!
And this thing starts to crawl up into her nose. And she just starts to... she falls on the floor and starts to shake.
I run over. I turn her onto the side and try and... actually, is this in our on our sheet? I try to make her bring it back up.
Bring it back up? All right. So give me a medic roll. You're going to need a 6 for this.
I will use 1 of my medic.
All right.
On this. And that's another 6.
Wow. Ooh. So you smack her really hard on the back and she just blows and this like creature comes out of her nose. You can see it now. And it starts to run back towards her. And you can hear the pilot coming up behind you getting ready to attack. What do you want to do?
I yank her and I would like to flee.
All right. So a flee. So you need to beat a 4 at this point. How many points do you use?
I'm just going to go for it and see what happens.
Okay, go for it.
5.
Okay, lucky. Wow, Faith is playing with Faith.
The queer dice.
The queer die.
My athleticism.
Yes. So you grab her, you run out, and this thing is scurrying after you both. And you slam the door. And you're in public and you see the pilot looking out the window and he's got all of this stuff all over his face, just kind of oozing down. And he's looking out towards you and just staring at you. Can I get a stability check, please?
What do I need?
A 4 or better.
I'll use 1 of my stability. That's a 1.
Oh no.
So 2.
Yikes.
So, 2, you lose 3 points of stability.
Damn.
And I'm going to let you decide what your reaction is. Are you going to run? Are you going to fight, flee? What are you going to do?
I continue to run, and I like maybe I trip over my feet just a little bit as I'm like running straight towards the dining hall. Windmill and everything, like absolutely no chill at all.
Okay, cool. You and Peach burst into the restaurant.
Bloody hell!
Everyone looks at once.
Come on. And I start waving frantically at the table. Don't eat that. I don't know what's in that. Don't eat that. What? We need to go.
Patty's like, I'm really hungry. I want to eat.
Yeah, but if she's saying don't eat it, there's something wrong. Let's go.
It smells good.
I don't know if it's in the food or what is that purple slime that you were talking about. It's inside of the pilot.
Are you yelling this across the dining room?
Oh, no. I've, like, run over, and I, like, screaming as I run into the dining hall. But then I, like, kind of, like, try and compose myself, and I start walking very quickly, fists at the side. Like, as I walk over, it, like, smack someone's toast out of their hand. Don't eat
Blimey.
That.
Me. I don't know. hey, I get to have fun, too. So you go over and everyone has stopped eating. You have no chill.
I just walked past the kitchen and I didn't see them wash the lettuces. Be careful, everyone. They might get salmonella. That's all. That's it. That's all.
No. Everyone calm down. There's nothing wrong with the food, the restaurant owner says.
Yeah, wait.
I didn't know what to say.
What is wrong with you? Faith, what the fuck is going on?
That purple slime that you saw, it was inside of the pilot.
Peach says, oh my God, he sneezed that purple stuff right on me. This thing crawled up my nose.
And I like take a hand and rub Peach's back. It's okay. It's over. Well, and I like look around like side to side, trying to make sure that nobody's like paying too much more attention to us.
Everyone's looking
at you. Everybody would still be, yeah.
Everybody's looking at you.
I'm going to take some pictures of like the people looking at us now.
we should go.
Let us get to a more private venue.
You hear a few of them like mumble Americans as you make your way out.
Great.
Perfect.
Great.
Hey, at least I'm not smoking in the dining room. Jeez. So as we walk over, like very urgently, and I'm like, my hands are trembling as we go to open the room door.
Yeah, your room.
Yes. I think there's something like entering people. He sneezed and tried to get it on me, but I ducked and it hit Peach and it went into her nose.
It crawled. It literally crawled into my nose.
It's a creature, some purple creature.
Just like the stuff I saw.
Just like, it sounds like exactly the same thing. I think you came across one of the critters if you saw an eye.
Oh my God.
Is it like a bug?
What can live inside of a nose?
You'd be surprised.
Well, I think it's just uses the nose as a door, like a pathway, you know, Tangerine?
Oh, yeah, no, that makes sense.
Yeah, like a tunnel, mm-hmm. and there's other parts.
It must be what was so weird about that couple. Did they bring those things here?
Is this a disease? Like, do we need, like, some cough syrup?
If something is flying at our orifices, I don't know if syrup will be what stops it.
No.
Maybe it some chastity belts or something.
What? So I pull out, I like start rifling through my suitcase and I pull out several red silk bandanas and I'm like, here, everyone just cover your nose and mouth. Just cover your nose and mouth.
How breathable are these?
They're all right. They're bandanas. You all look like you're from the OK Corral at this point.
What?
Patty goes, all right, look, this is serious, obviously. What do we do now? Like,
how the hell do we get out of here?
I don't know, that storm.
Our pilot is one of them.
Well, maybe, could you tell anything was wrong aside from the lack of injury? Maybe we can find someone else that can knows how to fly a plane and get us the fuck out of here.
Oh, you talked to like the maitre d' of the establishment. Oh, the manager. I think you spoke with the manager.
Right. What did the manager say, Faith?
Yeah. Were they like giving off purple nose goo vibes?
No, not at all. He just told us where to go to see the pilot. But
oh no. Okay, that sounds villainous.
He must know, right?
He must know because if he sent you there, maybe it was a trap.
Oh, okay. No. I've seen this on like Scooby-Doo. So we just have to go and find the manager and unmask him. And then everything will be okay. And we can go back home and I can go back to living my life and everything will be fine. Right, Patty?
Yeah, everything will be okay. Everything will be all right.
I don't think you want to get close enough to unmask him.
I don't think he's wearing a mask. I think that might be a bit too...
No, I'm going to keep telling that to myself. This is a lot right now. I'm going to go online and look at pictures of shoes. Carry on.
Go ahead, honey.
Okay. Maybe you should go online and see if you can find anything that has any information about these symptoms of this.
There's no internet right now.
I mean, is it one of those weird Australian creatures that's trying to kill you?
That's Grace, I think that has to be it. That's rational. I've seen that on TV. Probably.
Right then, you see two shadows pass by the windows on the way to the next room. And you hear someone knocking at Leona's door.
Okay, well, it's funny. I actually haven't been in that room since last night, so...
They don't know that?
Exactly. Shush. I'm just going to literally put my ear to the door, see if I can hear anything, if they say anything.
I'm standing next to the window and like visually trying to get some clues.
You look out and you see the pilot and the woman from the night before, and she looks around and then knocks on the door again, and they wait for a minute And then they use a key card and open the door. And the door swings open. And you can hear them rifling through the room.
Well, I made a point to say I packed a bag with me to bring, and that had my valuables.
Yes, of course.
I am secure in that I took all things that seem valuable. No, not my freaking passport or something's over there.
No, you did say that, so I'm not going to penalize you for that.
Okay.
I brought my shit. No, you didn't.
It's like, do I have to list it down? Yeah. Okay, well then I'm just, I'm mortified they might be looking at my underwear, but I know it goes deeper than that, so I'm just still in observing position.
You hear them moving around, and then you hear something in the vents, the skittering sound.
I, like, dive to the vent. Is it on the floor or is it above?
It's above.
Okay, so I, like, Shaq jumps, like, a foot in the fucking air and just push it closed so that the vent is pointing upwards.
Can I get an athletics roll?
Yeah, 5.
In the box would be nice.
Okay, so you close the vent really quickly.
And once she jumps up to close the vent, I run to the bathroom and grab a towel and I put it under the crack under the door.
Okay. So a minute goes by and they come up to your all's room. And all of you are kind of hiding away from the window. And you can hear something pushing at the vent. And then you start seeing just little creases of liquid starting to come through the vent just very slowly. And you hear a knock on your all's door.
What do we do?
Patty goes, shh, honey.
Seeing that they had the key card to the other door, I, like, gesture to the slide lock so that even if they can get the door open, I can't get it open without, like, a lot of force.
Yeah. And since I'm already there tucking the towel under the door, I, like, reach up and I do the slide lock.
And the deadbolt, too, I'm hoping.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. whatever is there.
All the locks.
All the locks.
Damn. I'm thinking about if I could roll to preparedness because in real life I have a extra ceiling device on doors that I put when I'm in hotel rooms alone, and it clamps.
Ah, well, if you want to make a preparedness roll, I'll let you do that.
Let me try that before we all die. Okay, so I have a preparedness of 6. Let me use 3. Who knows if I'll be alive to use the other 3. And I'm got to go past 4 this time, or is it advanced?
Yes, 4.
Who cares? I'm using different hats. Don't be mean to me. Oh my goodness gracious. I got 3, so 6.
Okay, so you have the hotel seal door thing that people take.
Yes. Secure tight or something.
Yes.
It's we happen to have prematurely secured that on the door, and it's like literally physically is like clamps the door shut.
All right, so they knock again, and then you hear them trying to use the key card. And they're jiggling on it, and they're trying to move it around, and more of this slime is seeping through the vent. And you notice that it's congealing around the bottom of the vent and actually forming some sort of multicell organism.
Can I run and grab the spit glass from the fucking... this is a glass from the kitchen, is the kitchenette in this? Yes. I'm like, how bougie are we?
You're pretty bougie.
Even without a kitchenette, there would be a glass in the bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah, there's always at least 2 cups in a mug.
Yes.
So we are substantially bougie at this facility.
I'm going to get a glass from the kitchenette, and I, in a desperate move, am going to try to, like, scrape some of that goo in a glass before it's fully formed and go to the toilet and flush it down the toilet so it's partially flushed down the toilet.
Okay, cool.
As I see Leona doing this, I'm kind of like wrestling through my bag of shit that I would have brought with me.
Mm-hmm.
And as Janine and as Faith, I would definitely have brought a torch.
How big of a torch? A
flashlight.
I'm not that English. Like a lighter, but like a torch style lighter.
Okay.
Okay. Like a fancy.
And like pull out a bundle of rosemary and my fucking torch, and I'm just like...
You're using the torch to try to burn the goo, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, right then, the fist of the pilot comes through the window and he's trying to grab the door locks to unlock things.
I jump on the bed and like spring with the torch in that direction. So that'll be my next thing after whatever happens with his roll.
Okay. So he is not having a good time of trying to grab the lock, and that sealed thing that's locking the door is hard to get off.
I have some scuffling. Could I take off, for the sake of how I've imagined this character, my summer beach pumps and stab him with the heel on the arm or like the hand?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not going to make you roll for that.
Get your hand out of here!
And suddenly the woman breaks the other window and they're bleeding. All this blood is oozing out of them, and she's trying to pull herself into the room, and Patty grabs the ice bin and just swings it as hard as she can into this woman's head and just barely hits her, and the woman puts her whole body into the window and is looking like she's going to sneeze. What do you all want to do?
If I get enough moves in, I want to grab the blanket from the bed and start running towards, I guess, the woman. Well, I want to block that sneeze that's coming. I see her face doing that, so I know that, like, I just want to shield that and then hopefully also just fucking shove her back out the window.
Okay, so that sounds like a scuffle to me.
Okay, I got 6 scuffle.
So you want to beat a 4, yeah.
All right, cool. I'm going to add 2 scuffle. Here we go. Oh, yes, perfect. Okay, because I rolled a 2, so +2, 4.
So you put this blanket up, she sneezes, you catch, and you push her back, and she stumbles back a few feet. You pick who goes next.
Oh, I believe Grace might be closest to me now.
Grace, what do you want to do?
What can I grab? I grab one of the lamps. And did she shove the woman out the window completely, or is she partially out?
She was successful, so she backed up a few feet, yeah.
Okay, well then I think I'm just going to grab a lamp and be ready to pummel.
Okay, so you're going to wait. Who do you want to pick next, Tangerine or Faith?
I'm going to say Tangerine.
Honestly, the blanket idea is really good. There's a lot of glass.
Yes, lots of glass.
I have only one shoe on. The other one's a weapon.
Yep.
So I'm going to hide under a blanket and try to escape.
Okay.
Oh.
We'll see if you need to make a hide roll in a bit.
Okay.
That leaves Faith. Faith, what do you want to do?
So do we want to try and open this door? Like, we have locked ourselves in here, essentially, and we're kind of...
Yes.
Yeah, escape's not really easy.
Unintentionally, yes. Now we have to undo the Securitite device. If you want to use the door, or we could just bully our way through and just with the, you know, gumption.
Yeah, so I grab presumably hairspray, and I just fucking turn on my torch and I spray, and I am spraying fire at this blanket at this window. Woman.
Oh my god.
This is so bad for the environment. I don't care.
The blanket bursts into flames. You're all freaking out. You start hearing whatever hit the other side of that blanket scream and skitter away. The room is now partially on fire. And you all need to get the fuck out of here. Immediately, Patty goes to the door, starts unsecuring stuff, and she gets grabbed on the back of the neck as she's undoing the door.
No! Patty, no!
And you hear Patty give out this yell as she's pulled through the window. Let's see.
Patty's tough. She got this. Come on, Patty.
But she was able to undo the secure seal thing. So if you want to make an escape, now's the opportunity.
Am I good to run?
Yep. I'm like, let's go.
So everybody needs to make. Now, here's the deal. There's only one way out of here. There are 2 people that are trying to get you on the balcony, and the room is on fire. So escaping or fleeing is going to be a 6 this time. Okay?
The roof is on fire. Let's see.
So we're all rolling that fleeing?
Yep, you're all rolling fleeing.
I'm putting 3 into it because I want to do this.
Okay, I'm going to use 2.
Okay.
I'm going to use 2 as well.
All right.
Yeah, same.
Oh, wait, you're saying difficulty's a 6?
Yeah.
Oh, then I'm using it. 3.
I got 6 plus 3.
Awesome.
Oh, look at you. All right, let's see. Oh, I said 2. I'm sticking with it. Please don't make me regret it. Oof, rolled a 5. Thank you.
I also rolled a 5.
Oh, I rolled a 1.
No!
Oh! Okay.
And I put 3 points in, but that only gives me a 4.
Oh, no.
Yep. Damn.
So you are the last person out. As you all burst through the door, Patty's on the ground and she's got her face is just caked in this goo and she's shaking violently. The guy turns around and he's got blood all over his arms and he's trying to grab you. Unfortunately, there's no way to grab Patty because she's on the ground. At that point, Grace stumbles out and she's the last one. Let's do the party march order, as it were. Who's the first one through the door?
Me, because I was super close. I was super close to the window.
You all 3, yeah. And then Faith and then Grace. Faith, you hear Grace hit the ground as she trips out the front door. And you turn and you look. And the woman quickly turns around and does this thing where she's about to eject whatever this creature is in her head. You have a split second if you want to. You can try to push her over the railing.
I've been thinking about this whole time. Please do it for me.
All right.
Or, and also for Grace.
Do it for Patty.
I will attempt. Mind you, I have no scuffle, but I will attempt.
Can I assist? Do I look back?
I'm going to say if you want to, you can assist.
Oh,
you can spend a point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes. And is it a, you said it was a 4 or?
It's a 4. So if you want to help out, you can do that.
I'm going to do that.
Tangerine, can I get a stability check? Because you did see Patty on the ground doing that.
I was hoping I didn't see.
You did.
Oh, let me double check that I have my stability. I do. I'm low on HP, though. Okay.
I got a 6 on the scuffle, so I am wrenching that person over something. A railing.
Okay. You got a 4.
4?
Which is good.
Oh, okay. I'm like, I don't know if that's enough. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
For stability rolls are always 4s.
Okay. I'll come back for you, Patty.
Faith, what'd you get?
So how does the help function work?
What'd you roll?
Because I rolled a 3.
Oh, okay. You're only 1 off, so I'm going to say that because with her 6, it's enough that you 2 were able to push this woman over the side and she falls down to the concrete. And you grab Grace and pull her up to her feet. And as you're turning the corner, all you see is the pilot starting to walk towards you. And then suddenly, Patty sits up and kind of looks around and gets up and starts following behind the pilot.
Fuck.
And that is where we're going to stop this episode.
Oh, I like Bye. Patty.
Bye, Patty.
Bye.
We're going to save her. Oh, my God. The love of my life. Patty in my poutinery.
Yeah.
I hope she left you the poutinery in your name.
Okay, well, it's okay.
Okay, so thank you all so much. This was a lot of fun. And let's see, where can we find all of you wonderful people? Let us start with Janine.
Hello, my name is Janine, also known as Blips and Chits on the internet. And by the internet, I mean almost exclusively Twitter. There you can find my pinned tweet with all of my shows. It's constantly in a state of flux right now, but you know what? It is what it is. I like to repost the things that I'm in, so just follow me on Twitter and you'll know what I'm into.
Hey all, I've been your non-binary busy bee. You can find me on Twitter as @B_Zelda. I'm sometimes a podcaster, sometimes a streamer, but mostly I can be found on Alchemy RPG. You can also find that online as Alchemy RPG everywhere. We are a VTT that is trying to make your games more thematic and less combat heavy. Because combat should more be about, you know, ejecting violent creatures from your nostrils. You don't need grids or maps for that. You can just imagine it.
Yes, you can. Cool.
Hello, I am Saint or Saint Spider, and if you want to see what I'm up to in the gaming world, you can follow me on Twitter, and that's at SaintSpiderTV. Thank you.
Hey, I'm Michelle, and you can find me on Twitter at Michulhu. That's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U. You can also find my music and Wes's amazing sound effects if you subscribe to the Plate Mail Games catalog through BattleBards.
And I am Wes Otis. You can find me at Plate Mail Games on Twitter. You can find the show at 12 Sided Stories, the number 12, and then Sided Stories on Twitter and on Instagram. But if I'm being honest, I'm never on Instagram. I'm terrible at it. So there you go. You can also find us on our website, which is 12sidedstories.com, all spelled out. You can find us over on Discord as well. Come join the community. Come talk about gaming and all that stuff. We'd love hearing from you. If you want to help out the podcast or the stream. Oh, yeah. And then the stream. The stream's on Twitch. It's usually Mondays or Tuesday night. Check out Twitter or our website for what the days are. We are always posting when things are coming out. You can help out the podcast by joining us over on Ko-fi and becoming, you know, a subscriber there and get some extra content. You can also give us a shout out or throw us a 5-star review on your favorite platform. Any of those things are greatly appreciated. Thank you so much for listening. We're hoping that you're enjoying our little Halloween story here. And we will see you next week for the finale of Replaced. Thank you, everybody. Bye.
Bye.